At yesterday's press conference, President-elect Trump said a repeal of Obamacare and whatever comes next should be at the same time. That timetable may be far from realistic, but one thing is likely: there will be change. Helping states respond is the work of a national organization that, in its words, bridges the gap between health care and health policy. State of Reform is presenting its first Hawaii conference today. Former Director of Healthcare Transformation Beth Giesting joins us now by phone with some of what we might expect to see come out of the conference. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you. Now, with so much uncertainty at the federal level, is this putting a lot more pressure on states to look at how they're going to cope, and especially for Hawaii that seemed to be leading the whole health care policy discussion since the 70s? Is this giving us more license to turn back to what we had in the first place?
Well, I think Hawaii is actually in a better position than many states. Because we've had the Prepaid Health Care Act for more than 40 years, we have traditionally had most people covered. And as you know, Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, did a lot about how health care was delivered and paid for, but was especially effective in helping people get coverage. I think our biggest concern with a rollback of the ACA is the uncertainty about what's going to happen with the Medicaid expansion. I think that it is becoming better known that low-income people also tend to have worse health care and certainly worse access to health care. And if we aren't able to provide coverage through Medicaid, then that really is problematic.
So put that into Hawaii context.
In the Hawaii context. But I think that what we're focusing on here at the conference today is all of the many things that will be ongoing regardless of what Congress and the new president may do about national health policy. We have very progressive policy here. And, of course, we know that almost all of health care, in fact, is delivered in the private sector. But it's in the context of health public policy. So the regulatory environment, the payment structures, all of those things work in close partnership with how healthcare is delivered. And so that's really a lot of what we're talking about here.
Beth Giesting, we've been told that the way providers are going to be paid in future, looking at what HMSA has been doing, we've been talking about capitation, all of that is also changing how healthcare may be delivered. How much is that Hawaii? How much is that being part of a national movement?
Well, you know, a lot of that was brought up in the Affordable Care Act, and there was an innovation center that was encouraging those kinds of changes. But I believe Hawaii is the first state that is going to be doing this on such a broad scale because HMSA is such a dominant payer in this market. It is going to be the most widespread experiment along these lines in the country.
And what influence do you see on Medicaid?
Well, Medicaid actually has been a managed care kind of situation where the health plans were capitated and had opportunities to work with their providers in a variety of ways. I do think that it will have an influence on Medicaid. One of the important aspects that we've all been talking about is the importance of integrating behavioral health, that is mental health and substance abuse services, with primary care. And what HMSA is doing by providing kind of a capitation to their providers is giving them the resources and the opportunity to invest more in behavioral health services in their own primary care offices. And that's what our Medicaid agency would like to do, too. These are really big issues for people who are covered by Medicaid, of course.
But a really big issue in the very beginning is finding a provider who is going to be able to take you on as a patient if, in fact, your payment structure is surrounding Medicaid.
Yes, that is very true. We are fortunate that we have a very vibrant and growing network of community health centers who really are set up in communities where there are a lot of people covered by Medicaid and set up to provide the services that their communities need. But we also think that as more people get covered and there is more of a universal coverage arrangement, then everybody is going to be treated the same. And I believe that there is a much greater emphasis on making sure that there is equity and the wraparound services that everybody needs. But I will say we certainly do have a workforce shortage in some communities, particularly for physicians. Every state does. And one of the things we're going to be talking about today is workforce and who does need to provide these services. You know, not every healthcare service needs to be provided by a doctor, and sometimes they're better provided by a nurse practitioner or a psychologist or a community health worker.
And we've had some ongoing discussions in Hawaii about who would have what authority to do what. Is that also part of the conversation that you're hearing at the conference?
Yes, indeed. We are going to be having quite an emphasis on what's going to be happening at our state capitol. States still do have a lot of influence over health policy. We certainly have a very activist legislature here, and they control the practice authorities for all of the health professions.
We talked at the top of that State of Reform National Organization is coming to Hawaii with this conference for the very first time. Is that making any sort of difference? I mean, is this just a conference where you're getting together and having a lot of people who have a lot of information to share are doing that? Or is there some particular meaning affixed to having State of Reform coming in?
Well, I think that there is not any obvious organization in Hawaii right now who would pull together a conference of this kind. You know, there's a hospital association and the Community Health Center Association and nursing and various entities, but this is going to be covering a wide variety of topics, and of course, healthcare innovation as well as policy innovation. So I am very enthusiastic about the opportunity to bring all of these people together, and in fact, convening the stakeholders of all kinds, health professions, the payers, the providers, the advocates, is a most important thing that we need to continue to do.
We need to leave you in just a second, but with State of Reform as the convener of this conference, are they in fact bringing in ideas and things we haven't seen from other states?
Well, I think that there is potential for them to do that because they do have a lot of experience elsewhere, but this is really about local participants. The local experts are going to be speaking here. It's not going to be a bunch of people from the mainland telling us how they do it elsewhere.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Beth Giesting is now a healthcare and policy consultant. She served Governor Abercrombie and Governor Ige as director of healthcare transformation, and she's also the former CEO of the Hawaii Primary Care Association. She's working with the national organization State of Reform to present its first Hawaii Healthcare and Policy Conference at the Hilton Hawaiian Village today.